Welcome to Jamaica's Promise High School Edition. This week, a delegation from the UK Parliament visited Randolph Lopez School of Hope in St. Andrew. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. The Randolph Lopez School of Hope began in 1956 after Randolph Lopez, who was originally from England, needed to find an institution that could adequately meet the development needs of his daughter, who had Down syndrome. The school started with 7 students on South Camp Road and has grown since then, now meeting the needs of over 500 students. Principal Tina Reed says the school's main aim is to train the students to take care of themselves and integrate into society.
So we have been teaching things like life skills, which is very, very important for students with intellectual disabilities. And you see they're doing that in the regular schools now, because with life skills they will be able to hold jobs and to do things differently that will please the public in general. We have been doing functional reading. Yes, they might not be able to read up to grade 6 or grade 7 or 8, but we do functional reading so that they can survive in this environment, surviving outside of School of Hope.
Students are also exposed to various skill areas, such as woodworking, art and craft, food and nutrition, among others. They are introduced to various areas before specializing in a specific field as they get older. The Randolph Lopez School of Hope has been doing so well that it has garnered overseas attention, even prompting a visit from the members of the UK Parliament, who are in Jamaica for an official visit. Head of the UK delegation and Member of Parliament for Kettering, England, Philip Hollobone.
I think both our countries have things to learn from each other. And given its marvellous reputation internationally, it was a must-see for us. Well, all countries have a challenge in providing appropriate education for disadvantaged children. And our understanding is that they do very special work here at the school, and I'm hoping that we can perhaps take some of that back to the UK.
Principal Reed expressed delight at the delegation's visit.
It's good that they can come and see what is happening here in terms of special education, because we had gone to their country a few years ago, and of course we observed a lot of things that we can use in our school. And so I think it's great for them to see what is available in Jamaica and what is needed.
Opposition Senator Floyd Morris, who is blind, was on hand for the visit and says Jamaica can learn best practices and strategies from the UK as it relates to the development of children with disabilities.
It is important for them to visit here to see what we are doing and to share ideas and to possibly forge some linkages with institutions back in Britain so that the developmental agenda for persons with disabilities can be advanced.
Time now to hear from a few of the students at the Randolph Lopez School of Hope.
My name is Trisha Leo, food and nutrition. I love doing that because I just have a passion cooking and baking. That's why coconut cake, pineapple upside down, black forest, and more stuff.
My name is Malik McGregor. This school is great for me. Why? Because the teachers here and the principal, they help me a lot. I go to woodwork, tissue holder, napkin holder, frames, loody board.
My name is Matthew Pierce. Work in woodwork, serving chair and tissue holder.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for your company. If you know of an interesting program or activity at a primary or high school, let us know and we'll highlight it right here on GIS Radio. Just email us at radio@jis.gov.jm or call us. It's 926-3590.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.